This is Kent Lindquist back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. I want to remind you that we're here every Sunday night from about 8 to 10 with some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We're going to continue our salute to trumpet man Chet Baker and doing some of his early things cut on the Pacific Jazz label, which was an independent label on the West Coast in the 50s and 60s. And this is an album that has co-billing. It's called Quartet. Russ Freeman / Chet Baker. Of course, Russ Freeman was kind of the artistic director and piano man in Chet Baker's early quartet groups. And along with Chet and Russ, we have out of Indianapolis, Leroy Vinegar, who gravitated to the West Coast at this time on bass, and one of the pioneers on West Coast jazz drums, Shelly Mann, who spent a bunch of time in the Stan Kenton band before he left the road and settled down in the studios on the West Coast. And this is one of the hardest swinging things, not only that I've heard Chet Baker play, it's one of the hardest swinging things I've heard anybody play. They really smoke on this one. It's Love Nest. Oh, that was a muted trumpet of Chet Baker, who's really burning on that one. That was the old standard Love Nest. If you're old enough to remember it, that was the theme song by George Burns and Gracie Allen when they had the old radio and TV show. Of course, they played at a much different tempo. Some great rhythm section work there by Leroy Vinegar on bass, Shelly Mann on drums. Okay, we'll slow things down a little bit now. Another little change of pace. We'll do something by pianist Andre Previn, backed up by two giants of the rhythm sections, Joe Pass on guitar, Ray Brown on bass. This is an old Harry Warren standard, I Only Have Eyes for You, from Andre's album After Hours. Thank you. lovely ballad rendition of an old Harry Warren standard, a great ballad, I Only Have Eyes for You. Henry Previn there on piano, nice guitar solo by Joe Pass, and of course Ray Brown on bass. You can't beat that combination. That was from Andre Previn's album After Hours on the Telarc label. All right, now we're going to turn back to our featured artist of the week, trumpet man Chet Baker. This is an album that had co-billing Chet Baker and Art Pepper, alto sax man Art Pepper, and this is from an old Pacific jazz album called The Route. It includes a fine tenor sax man, and we've highlighted in the past on this show, Richie Kamuka, Pete Cholley on piano, Leroy Vinegar out of Indianapolis is back on bass. We just heard Leroy doing Love Nest with Chet earlier in the show, Stan Levy on drums, and this is a little thing called Little Girl. We'll be right back. Little Girl. That was an old standard that Art Pepper on alto sax and Chet Baker on trumpet revived from their co-billing album, The Route, that also included some fine tenor sax work there by Richard Kamuka. You heard Pete Jolly there on piano, and the Great Walker on bass, Leroy Vinegar. Okay, we haven't done anything by pianist Bill Evans in some time. We're going to rectify that right now and do a Rodgers and Hart composition, My Heart Stood Still, with Bill, of course, on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Jones on drums. Paul and Philly were working with the Miles Davis Quintet at this particular time, and Bill Evans was fortunate enough to get them for this particular LP that was called Peace, Peace. And let's listen to My Heart Stood Still.
Thank you.
Sprightly version of Rodgers and Hart's composition "My Heart Stood Still" by Bill Evans on piano, adroitly backed up by a rhythm section of Paul Chambers on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Okay, now we're going to turn back to our featured artist of the week. We're going to do another concert by the Chet Baker Quartet that was comprised of Russ Freeman on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Bob Neal on drums. This is a concert that was 1954, recorded at the Santa Cruz Civic Auditorium, Santa Cruz, California, 1954. And this is a composition that the quartet played all the time they were together. This little thing written by his former associate, Jerry Mulligan, a baritone sax man, called "Line for Lions," and it's Line, L-I-N-E, for Lions, L-Y-O-N-S, play on words, because Lions was a West Coast disc jockey, and so the best way to get something played on the air was name it after a disc jockey. That worked every time. So let's listen to "Line for Lions." Gary Mulligan composition, Line for Lions, and it was live at a concert at the Santa Cruz Civic Auditorium, Santa Cruz, California, 1954. The album was called Out of Nowhere, Chet Baker Quartet Live Volume 2 on the Pacific Jazz label, and included, of course, Russ Freeman there on piano, Carson Smith on bass, and Bob Neal on drums. That was a working quartet that Chet had at that time after he broke up with the Jerry Mulligan Quartet about that time. Now I'm going to turn to one of Chicago's finest. He emanated from DuSable High School on about 47th, 48th, 49th and State in Chicago. And this was his maiden voyage as a leader on the Blue Note label. This is Johnny Griffin. And Johnny Griffin is backed up by Wynton Kelly on piano, Curly Russell on bass, Max Roach on drums. It's an album appropriately called Introducing Johnny Griffin, and it's his romp to Cole Porter's composition, It's All Right With Me. Thank you. I was correct. That was Cole Porter's It's All Right With Me. But I introduced that as being played by tenor man Johnny Griffin. It was actually tenor man Ike Quebec from his album, Blue Note album, Blue and Sentimental. And you also heard Grant Green there on guitar, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. That was a pianoless quartet. Speaking of pianoless quartets, we're going to segue right into an album that was cut. Actually, it was recorded live in a club, and not originally intended for release as a formal LP, but it eventually came out later. This is cut live at the Hague, which is when Hollywood. It was across the street, I think, from the Brown Derby, which was a famous restaurant. All the Hollywood stars used to flock over to the Hague. Little club only had about 45 seats, and they would sit there and dig Chet Baker and Jerry Mulligan. Well, when Jerry Mulligan left the scene and Chet Baker would put together a little group at the Hague, Stan Getz, tenor sax man Stan Getz, was enamored with the idea of doing a pianoless quartet with Chet Baker. So he did a few gigs with Chet. And this is Chet Baker on trumpet, Stan Getz on tenor sax, Joe Mondragon on bass, Chico Hamilton on drums, doing Jerome Kern's composition, The Way You Look Tonight.
Thank you.
you look tonight? Jerome Korn composition, done by the Chet Baker Stan Getz Quartet. It was a pianist quartet that was live at the Hague, a small jazz club in Hollywood, 1953. Chet Baker on trumpet, Stan Getz on tenor sax, Joe Mondragon on bass, Chico Hamilton on drums. All right, let's do one more track in our highlighting of the recorded works of Chet Baker on Pacific Jazz. And this is the Chet Baker Sextet, playing compositions and arrangements of various people like Jack Montrose, Johnny Mandel, and Bill Holman. This is a little composition written by Jack Montrose called Dots Groovy, and we included Bach Bookmeyer here on valve trombone, Bud Shank on baritone sax, and Russ Freeman on piano. Let's listen to Dots Groovy. was our highlight artist of the week, Chet Baker on trumpet with his Chet Baker Sextet on Pacific Jazz, doing a little thing written by the baritone sax man you heard on that track, Jack Montrose. There was also a nice foul trombone solo there by Brookmeyer. It was a little thing called Dots Groovy. Well, we're getting towards the end of the show, and we want to remind you that we are here every Sunday night for 2 hours from approximately 8 to 10 on 89.1 FM, the Lakeshore. Hope you'll make it a habit of joining us every Sunday night from some swinging modern mainstream jazz. We're going to close the thing out with a little soul jazz by alto sax man Cannonball Adderley, leading up his little quintet, doing a little thing called This Here, written by Bobby Timmons from an album called The Cannonball Adderley Quintet in San Francisco.
Now we're about to play a new composition by our pianist, Bobby Timmons. This one is a jazz waltz, however it has all sorts of properties. It's simultaneously a shout and a chant, depending upon whether you know anything about the roots of church music and all that kind of stuff, meaning soul church music. I don't mean Bach chorales and so, that's different, you know what I mean? This is soul, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? All right. Now we're going to play this by Bobby Timmons. It's really called This Here. However, for reasons of soul and description, we have corrupted it to become Dish Here. So that's the name, Dish Here.